They were always hoping for a clear win, but the margin of Syriza's victory tonight clearly came as a surprise to many of the party's supporters. As the first exit poll results came in, the scene at Syriza's campaign tent in central Athens was complete euphoria.
We are still trying to realize what we see on our screens. We are enthusiastic, we are happy, we are almost going to cry, I think.
I am very happy because my country, Greece, is not for sale. Greece is the most beautiful country in the world. Syriza is freedom for Greece.
It really is pandemonium here tonight. I've seen some election celebrations before, but nothing quite like this. You've got to understand that until a few years ago, Syriza was relatively unknown. Then when the party did become known, it was considered way too radical for mainstream politics. Now it looks like Syriza will form the next government of Greece.
I'm really optimistic tonight because I believe that Alexis Tsipras is going to be the next prime minister of Greece.
That's the leader of Syriza.
Yes, and I think he will do his best. He won't have like a magic wand like Harry Potter to cure all the diseases we have here in Greece. But he will work hard to achieve whatever he promised us.
Those promises do seem to have won over a wide selection of the Greek electorate. Syriza may have its origins in radical politics, but the scale of tonight's victory suggests they've appealed to people who wouldn't consider themselves particularly radical, or indeed left-wing at all. It's this broadening of Syriza's constituency that's behind their success, according to the political commentator Panos Polyzoidis.
They've been all things to all people in a way. Syriza managed to build a broad coalition, including some of the people who want a radical change away from the policies that the previous government implemented, the austerity policies, but also including people who want the country to remain within the Eurozone and don't want it to follow its own path.
The ruling party, New Democracy, tried to say to people, look, the economy is getting better, stick with us and the improvements will continue. Doesn't sound like they convince people, though, does it?
I think there is a lot of fatigue. Even people who believe in these policies are really tired of 5 years of austerity economic depression. It has lost some credibility even with those who are firm supporters of reform.
It's just a few minutes' walk from the Syriza campaign tent to New Democracy's temporary base. But the mood tonight there couldn't be more different. Few New Democracy supporters stayed around after the exit polls were announced. Just a few party activists and officials staring glumly at television screens. Among those who did hang on was one of the New Democracy candidates, Demosthenes Devetis. He was angry about the decision that voters had made, but acknowledged his own party had committed some fundamental errors.
We didn't communicate very well all the good things that we had made already. So that is a strategy mistake of our party. Greek people, when they feel very stressed, they don't think with a very, let's say, in a very safety logical way. They work with feelings. I hope that the political decision from Syriza will be not as they announce, I hope, because if they do what they say, it's dangerous. Even Grexit.